Going to start today on campus, where UNC students are camping out on Polk Place to protest against the war in Gaza and to urge UNC to stop doing business with companies that have ties to Israel's military efforts. Similar protests at other universities have led to police clashes and mass arrests. None of that on Carolina's campus so far, as UNC officials have let the protest go on. But there is a potential dispute over tents. Students who put up tents initially took them down at the university's request, but the tents went back up on Sunday. The demonstration was organized by UNC's Chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine. Statement from the organization says demonstrators have no plans to leave, while UNC issued its own statement not responding to the demands but endorsing the students' right to demonstrate. There was another local development in the Gaza conflict over the weekend. A new video released by Hamas on Saturday shows two hostages, including 64-year-old Keith Siegel, who's a native of Chapel Hill. Siegel's been in captivity since October 7th, the date of Hamas's attack on Israel that launched the current war. Elsewhere in campus news, UNC's Kenan Flagler Business School celebrated on Friday as they marked the topping off of their new building, Stephen D. Bell Hall, set to open sometime next year. That project was made possible by $90 million in private donations, and Chancellor Lee Roberts praised that public-private partnership in Friday's ceremony.
Public-private partnerships play a vital role in increasing the capabilities and the impact of our university across the board. They increase access to resources, funding, expertise, and technology, allowing us to improve infrastructure, research, innovation, and educational opportunities. By working together, public universities and private companies can address challenges more effectively. We're grateful for this opportunity for collaboration and the ways it will continue to benefit our university. It will enable Kenan Flagler to meet the rapidly changing needs and growing needs of business education in an ever-evolving world. This is what it means to be a public university: serving the community and preparing leaders for the solutions of tomorrow. And now, we have the long-needed space to train and teach even more students and spur economic growth in our state.
That's Lee Roberts there. You can see photos from the ceremony on our website, chapelboro.com. Other news, Habitat for Humanity held a big event on Friday in the ongoing push for local affordable housing. This was a CEO build, their first since before the pandemic, getting together with prominent leaders in the Research Triangle for a building project at Weaver's Grove in Chapel Hill. That's a massive project off Weaver Dairy Road that combines low-income housing with market-rate housing in the same new neighborhood. Here's Orange Habitat CEO Jennifer Player on the importance of affordable housing to businesses.
I know that the local Chamber of Commerce has done studies on what are the biggest pain points that our businesses are facing, and affordable housing is one of the biggest challenges that our businesses are facing. And so I think, you know, differently than CEO Build 10 years ago, now the CEOs and executives of these companies are really feeling that they're having a hard time retaining employees, hiring employees, because they can't afford to live where they work. And so it's easier for an employee to maybe live in Alamance County or live outside, you know, an hour away. And that, of course, when we have people, you know, commuting into the community, then that's a climate change issue with so many cars on the road. So I think the executives are really feeling it maybe more personally than in the past. And so not that that's a good thing, but I think what had been kind of an invisible problem really is more visible now to so many people.
That is Jennifer Player speaking there. The Weaver's Grove project is projected to wrap up in 2028, and it's only one of many efforts to increase the stock of affordable housing in our community. Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson says the town recently approved more funding for local housing organizations, and that may be the most effective way to promote affordable housing long term.
We approved $1.6 million. $1 million in funding for affordable housing from our reserve fund, and it goes to support the work that our community partners like Empowerment, Habitat, Community Home Trust are doing. So all the funds will help create or preserve 77 affordable units, and we also checked in with the staff about LUMO. The staff and our consultants have completed a racial equity analysis, which is going to help inform our new code, which is very important. They also shared some economic analysis around levers for getting affordable housing projects. And so they confirmed that we really can't density bonus affordable housing, that you would have to go so much higher density that you would get into a different type of materials and podium. So that's not going to work. But we can do some things for mission-driven organizations to build affordable housing projects. So we can expedite those some more.
Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson there. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. And visit Chapelboro for more news as well, including details about the upcoming November election, where Planned Parenthood is now launching a $10 million ad campaign to get out the vote over the abortion issue. Time is 6:17. Sports Now, brought to you by the Sheraton Chapel Hill. We'll start with football. Big weekend for UNC at the NFL draft in Detroit. After Drake May went to the Patriots in the first round on Thursday, two more Tar Heels got drafted in round four on Saturday. Linebacker Cedric Gray went to the Tennessee Titans, while wide receiver Tez Walker went to the Baltimore Ravens. You can read statements from both Walker and Gray on our website, chapelboro.com. In basketball, the Tar Heel women got big news over the weekend. Again, star forward Alyssa Usby is coming back for one more year. Usby is using her COVID year to return for a fifth go-round in Chapel Hill. She's already a three-time All-ACC honoree, and last season alone, she put up 16 double-doubles, including the first-ever triple-double in program history. Tar Heel men also got some big news. Sophomore forward Cade Tyson is heading to Chapel Hill as an incoming transfer from Belmont. He started each of the last two seasons, averaging 15 points a game and winning All-Missouri Valley Conference honors last year. On the diamond, the Tar Heel baseball team took 2 of 3 at home against Virginia Tech. Carolina lost 4-3 on Sunday, but not before beating the Hokies 8-1 on Friday and 6-3 on Saturday. UNC's back in action tomorrow, hosting Charlotte. Less of a good weekend for UNC softball. They got swept at 16th-ranked Florida State. That wraps up conference play for the Tar Heels, but they've got one more regular season game on Wednesday, hosting Winthrop, before the ACC tournament begins next week. Elsewhere in sports, UNC men's lacrosse wrapped up its regular season on Saturday with a 15-12 win over second-ranked Duke. Upset victory for the Heels. Dominic Pietramala had 4 goals to lead the way. Logan McGovern had 3 goals along with 4 assists. Sadly, it was not enough to qualify UNC for the ACC tournament, though, so the Tar Heels senior season is likely over. In the pros, the Carolina Hurricanes fell to the Islanders on Saturday, 3-2 in double overtime. Canes are still up 3-1 in their first-round playoff series. They can close it out in Game 5 tomorrow night in Raleigh. And the Durham Bulls dropped 4 of 6 at home against Scranton last week. They're back on the road this week at Gwinnett starting tomorrow.